Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Oh, welcome everyone to another edition of Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. The show, as always, presented by International Diamond Center. Thanks so much for tuning in here on 96.9 The Game. The Orlando Magic back in action tonight. Finally, they will host the Chicago Bulls. It is the first of two in the NBA Mexico City Games. And we kick off tonight. You can hear the broadcast starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the Magic Radio Network and 9 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. We got a fun show coming your way. This might be one of my favorite ones. This has been a long time coming, folks. We're looking forward to this. First guest joining me here at an undisclosed hotel location in Mexico City, George Galante, Director of Communications for the Magic, the other part of Magic Overtime with Dante and Galante. George, hola.
Hola, Dante.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Don't need the accent. But
I only speak in Spanish now.
Okay, fair
except
enough.
For when I'm not speaking in Spanish right now.
Well, it's great to have you with us, but most importantly, it is great to catch up with Magic Assistant General Manager Matt Lloyd, who is also at an undisclosed location. Matt, if you don't mind, George and I have no idea where you are, so we're gonna see if we can guess which one is closest. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, I like Lawrence, Kansas.
He seems pretty excited.
I'm going Lawrence, Kansas. George, where are you saying?
I'm going to say Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington. Those are the two.
Two great guesses. I'm in my office in Orlando.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. That means you're home, Matt. That's great. So that's all. What is the next trip for you, and when do you get back out on the road again?
I leave on Saturday, and I'm going to see 19 teams in 6 days, and
that's
then
it?
Meet up. Yeah. What's that?
That's it? Just 19 in 6 days?
Only 19. Yeah, only 19.
Jeez, slacking, Matt.
It's a good period of time in the college schedule because there's a lot of like festivals and four game events and 3 game events and that sort of thing. But I actually get the rare opportunity. I'm going to meet up with the team in Chicago, and then there's a big event the Saturday the 22nd in Chicago where Kentucky's playing North Carolina and Ohio State's playing UCLA in Chicago. So, and then it's shutting it down for Christmas.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I couldn't help but notice you weren't joining the Magic and Chicago in Mexico City. Have you been to Mexico City before ever, Matt?
My first year with the Magic 7 years ago, we played a preseason game there.
Yes, that's right.
And
that's right.
Yeah, we played the Pelicans in that arena in the preseason. It was a really, really good experience. It's unfortunate. I've actually been able to follow all the goings on Instagram and Twitter, the Magic feeds on those two outlets. But it's just such an important time right now with scouting and to take a whole week. I felt like I would be, you know, shortchanging myself if I did that.
Well, for everyone that doesn't know, again, this is our first chance to talk to you. Assistant General Manager Matt Lloyd, kind enough to join us. And as you just mentioned, you heavy scouting, and that's the bulk of your work throughout the year. But fill everybody in and let everybody know, Matt, kind of the day-to-day and what you're responsible for.
Well, I think the best way to describe it is we're the research and development arm for Jeff and John. So our main responsibility is just compiling and accumulating every ounce of information and data that we can about the draft and about free agency and about the possibilities of any trades that we make and give that to them so they can make the decision. So the bulk of our work is, and luckily there's a pretty great staff in place here. It's a Magic. Bill Pope's our director of pro scouting, and Prosper Kwong is our director of college scouting. And the two of them work, you know, tirelessly gathering information, and they're always out on the road scouting and stuff. So our main responsibility is getting, you know, live exposures of players, working with our statistical analysis group to compile information on players, and then really working to make sure that we're collecting as much personal information and background information as we possibly can. So when we have the opportunity to introduce one of these players into the community, that we know we're moving in a positive direction and someone that can really impact the community. So our main job is really to support Jeff and John, and get them seeing the right players and acquiring the right players.
And Matt, that's kind of why we were joking about where were you, because you spend, I mean, let's be honest, the majority of your time is spent away from home, right? I mean, you're out on the road constantly.
Yeah, it's and I think that's probably true for, you know, you guys are out on the road constantly too with the team, and my responsibility, I'm just a little bit, I'm detached. So, for example, I was gone for 10 days. I came back from here for 4, and then I leave again for 10, but then I get the opportunity to kind of take the first week of January, and really that's when we take time and we really regroup. So we're going to regroup and move on to like our second phase of all this college scouting. The first like week and a half of January. So we start targeting who we need to go see practice and who we need to gather more information on. But, you know, that's just the reality of it is. And I think my wife and my parents and my sister, I think they always say, oh, you get to go to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And it's not really, I get to go there. I have to go there. Yeah. And we all face the same difficulties with logistics and that sort of thing, that a normal traveling person may do that. But it's really important to kind of get the research done on site and then be able to supplement that research later in the season through video and statistics and that sort of thing.
Well, give us a couple of tips. When you travel abroad, you travel international, do you make it a point to get out and embrace the culture? Do you even have time to do such a thing? Do you eat the food in every area that you go to? We're warming up to it, and we're getting there. We've done pretty well here in Mexico City, but give us a couple of international travel tips, and what are some of the things that you have to do?
Yeah, I think traveling internationally was not something that I was super accustomed to before I started working in the NBA. And I probably had, you know, like a little localized fear of going abroad. But now I'm really lucky. Our international scout, Marty Artigas, he's ingrained, you know, so he knows exactly where to go and what to do and how to do it. And usually I'll travel with him. So that ends up being three, four weeks out of the year. I've never had any issue with food anywhere, but it's just a blessing and an opportunity to see things. But again, like, you don't get to experience them, you know, because right. Generally we're going to the city, going to the game, going to the city, checking in the hotel, going to the game, going back to the hotel, and then on to the next.
It's not like you're on an 8-day vacation, right, Matt? I mean, you're in the gym pretty much most of the time, and then when you're not, you're back in your hotel putting together all the data you collected.
Right.
Pretty much. And it's not, you know, I don't mean it to sound like a joyless experience, because it definitely has its perks.
Sure.
and that sort of thing. But, you know, when I'm in the summer and I'm, you know, we have the month of August to try to, you know, catch some vacation times, I generally don't want to travel. I just like to stay home, you know, and I think that's the reward is kind of looking towards that month of August to relax a little bit.
And I'm sure your wife wants to stay home too.
Oh, she's so excited every August to be able to stay home. No, she's a trooper. She's a trooper. This year we went to the Maui Invitational, and it's in Maui, and it was such a great field. It was Gonzaga and Duke and Arizona and Illinois and Iowa State. It was a must scout opportunity. So I mean she came with me, and she got to experience Maui, and when I was, you know, we had 12 games in 4 days. So
it's funny, because Dante, pretty cool, and I, we were yeah. available then to,
we
to
were
scout
available
those
then.
Games
yeah, we brought our wives to Cleveland, Matt, so that was nice.
Well, so I have to say, you know, when I got this job 7 years ago, I'm from Chicago, and I worked for the Chicago Bulls for 17 years, and one of my best friends at home asked me, the first thing he asked me when I told him I got the job was, oh, you get to work with Dante and Galante? And I said, No, he did, because he used to watch the Summer League games from when you
That's
guys watched
astounding.
The Summer League games. So next time we will have to do a live show from Maui on the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
right,
that.
Yeah.
Or could we bring back a Summer League broadcast that you would join us for, Matt? Would you do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the very well well-known, when you guys tried to name the Oklahoma City franchise, I think that's one of the all-time great segments in Summer League history. So
right? I think so, too.
If we can kind of make some sort of attempt to recreate that magic, I mean, That's award.
Maybe
radio.
We can get somebody moving to Seattle, Matt. We can
Ooh,
start
like
that,
that
one
we
up.
We can
huh?
start that rumor.
Hey, I'm all in for rumors.
Well, give us a funny incident or maybe something that wasn't funny at the time, but we can laugh at it now, or it might not have been, from your travel experiences or something that's happened from you for life on the road. Because people that don't understand being gone so long, and obviously, we're blessed in the way that we get to do it, but you do still run into travel mishaps along the way. And I would be curious to hear some of the happenings you've had in your career, Matt.
Well, having been here for 7 years now, I think I'm starting to consider myself a Floridian. And, that's for growing up in Chicago where we had really harsh winters. But going to these places where, the temperature gets below 40 now, and I've kind of find myself, really at a loss. But this past weekend is a very good example of some of the travel difficulties that you can face. I was in... I went to a game at Arkansas in Fayetteville, and then that night had to fly to Chicago so I could catch a flight to Charlottesville, Virginia the next morning because there's no flights that would get me to the game on time. So the Arkansas to Chicago flight had exactly two passengers on the flight, and it was me and another guy and three flight attendants who had to get to Chicago so they could take their flights the next morning. So that was creepy enough. And then my flight landed in Charlottesville on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. The game was at 2 in the midst of a blizzard in Virginia. Uh-oh. And I don't think they get blizzards there very often because I saw exactly one plow in the 12 hours it took me to go to the game and then drive to Dulles for my flight to get back to Orlando on Sunday night. Man. So I think we just kind of navigating that stuff is, it's a 5% of your job because the 95% is going to get into the game and performing your scouting duties. But navigating that 5% at times can be a little bit difficult.
How about this one, Matt? Do you get upset? Like I've found myself doing it already this year where I'll be watching a college game and I see a guy and I'm like, and I'll just send you a name. Like, you don't know he exists. And I'm like, hey, like, what do you think about this guy? And I'm like waiting. I'm like waiting for some type of validation.
Right.
That, like, yeah, that guy's good. I think we should take him. Like, I'm sure I'm not the only person that sends you things like that. Does that get on you after a while? Like, listen, I know how to do my job. Leave me be.
Absolutely not. And the best part of that is because we're really our main function here at within basketball operations is information gathering. And the more people kind of contribute to that information gathering process, the better. So I get it from my brother-in-law. I get it from my friends at home. I get it from my my nephews who are 12 years old, 11 years old, and there's two twins that are 11 years old. So, any sort of any sort of insight is valuable. And to Jeff, George will text me every once in a while. Hey, I like this guy or I like that guy. And, you've seen basketball for 20 years, George, so you know exactly what you're looking at. And is very valuable.
I'm an expert.
It is very I like when people say, hey, you're with the Magic, so you must be able to tell John this for me or tell Jeff this for me. That's some of my favorite feedback. Okay, Matt, hang in there 1 second. You and George from Mexico City. We'll be back in a moment as we talk more Magic basketball on Magic Drive Time right here on 96.9 The Game in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
NBA Mexico City Games 2018 begin tonight. The Orlando Magic will host the Chicago Bulls 9 o'clock on the Magic Radio Network right here on 96.9 The Game and 9 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. Great to catch up with Magic Assistant General Manager Matt Lloyd. For those that don't know, when you go to a game, is that do you have what kind of access do you have? I know you can't mention who you're looking at and what you're trying to see, but what information are you able to gather? Are you able, you know, I imagine you get a seat and you watch the game, but what are some of the things you're looking for and what are some of the data you're trying to record?
The scouting has changed so much in the you know, 20 years I've been in the NBA and really being a part of the scouting process in detail for like the last 18, I think the biggest thing that's changed is the amount of video and stats that are available. You know, we have services that track every sort of action on the floor and we can dive into those numbers and stuff. But when you're at a live game, you're at a huge advantage because you can kind of see body language and how people are interacting and functioning together within the group, because basketball is such a dynamic game. They play offense, they play defense, and it really is reliant, they're all reliant upon one another to function in a positive manner and get things done. So when you're up close, you know, you can really see how people interact and the interpersonal dynamics that go on, you know, in the whole group. And then there's no substitute for being able to stand on the floor and size a player up when you're standing right next to them, because that's the one thing that video, it can kind of trick your eyes a little bit. Sometimes a guy will appear bigger or smaller on TV or on video than he is in person. So those are the two things. But utilizing video and utilizing stats, I mean, they're so valuable now because there's such a huge volume of them. So we can dive into, I can go see a player at Stetson, the alma mater.
I love my alma mater, but you don't want to do that.
Please do that. Please do that. That would be a great trip.
We can go see a player at Stetson and maybe like that player, but then we have all 35 games available on video and we can really study that player. And that was different. You know, when I first started, we didn't have the access to that as much as we do now. So it's allowed for a little bit of a shift and allows for a little bit more deep study than maybe previously.
Well, give us a stat that you love, like a stat that you think plays in the NBA, and a stat that maybe a stat that is really high on your radar, and then a stat that's out there that you have no use for, that you don't even know why that is recorded.
I tell you what, I like points.
You like?
I like when one team has more points than the other.
I like points.
That's the one I like the most.
But yeah. Like running, like a guy runs 4 miles. I've never quite understood that one for me personally. But I know you've got so much information at your fingertips. What's good and what's too much?
Well, we joke about it, but George is right. You know, that there's always going to be some value in like the surface production of a player, and the surface production of a player is generally what you can derive from the box score. You know, there's always going to be value in that, you know, and there's always going to be this old player coach told me one time, you know, that with the advent of the D League and the G League, Lakeland Magic tickets now on sale. Great opportunity to get out there and see young players. But I'm a company man. So with the advent of the G League, you know, there's players that are, you know, have averaged 8, 9, 10 points per game in college that are getting an opportunity to play pro basketball. And this old scout who played in the NBA said, "Hey man, I averaged 22 in college, you know, and I never got an opportunity to play in the NBA. So there's always going to be a value in that. As far as like something maybe you don't have use for, I think that there's always a use for everything. And it's the challenge is not getting like overwhelmed by it and having like paralysis by overanalysis. So, you know, you constantly have to be checking yourself for that. But, you know, there's no substitute for that raw surface production.
Well, that's great insight, Matt. We're going to let you go, but before we do, George Galante is also a company man. And whenever he joins the program, it is always important that he do a good deed for our sponsors here. So take a listen, and then you can critique after, Matt.
All right, Matt, I don't know about you, but I love Car Wash Palace, right? Car Wash Palace is the place to go. Magic fans, all season long, Car Wash Palace is giving you 40% off your exterior car wash experience every Tuesday, not Monday, not Wednesday. every Tuesday. During your visit on Tuesdays, use promo code 1989 to receive your discounted car wash. Car wash packages start at just $3 with the promo code and include a self-vacuum station. Visit thecarwashpalace.com for location details.
All right. What do you think?
What do you think about that?
Well, I have to say that that's a franchise-level read, as we call it.
It was. And I only practiced it twice, too.
Hey, that was a franchise-level read. I mean, we're talking ESPN level. Fantastic. Fantastic.
I like that I get to vacuum myself.
I know. Self-vacuum.
Self-vacuum station.
There's a lot
that's
in,
important.
But you sell it, and I think there's a lot of value right. in that. Matt, this was a pleasure. We'll look forward to doing it again maybe in about 2 or 3 hours, okay? That'll be fun.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Okay, terrific stuff. Thanks a lot. He's one of the best, isn't he? Matt's one of the best. Assistant General Manager Matt Lloyd, kind enough to join us. And hopefully it gave fans just a little bit of an insight into kind of what he has to do, his life on the road, some of the numbers that he's looking for, the data that he's trying to gather. And he's a fun guy. It's great to have him on the show.
He's a really good guy. And that story he told us about when the guy from the Bulls said, oh, wow, you get to go work with Dante and Gallant. Like, this guy just got hired as
hilarious.
The assistant general manager, by the
that
way,
is hilarious.
Of the basketball team. and his buddy's worried about him working with Dante and Gallant at the
funny.
Magic office.
That is too
That's a
what?
True story,
well, you know
though.
What's funny? That's funny. I believe him. Do you know, have you met this person
I have
since
not.
Then?
No, I have not. But he's told me about it numerous times.
But there are a lot of guys that are, it just shows how old you and I are, but there's a lot old. Of guys that are coming up through the ranks and have been coming up from the ranks that had to study old Summer League footage that
Poor
unfortunately
them.
Had
Poor
to
them,
like
right?
Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel was another
yes.
one. When Frank Vogel got here, he's like, you know yeah. what? I was cutting video and had to listen to you, Klaus.
Yeah, it's I pity those guys now. I feel bad. I feel like we made those jobs harder.
I know we certainly did, but it's great to catch up with Matt. We'll certainly do that again. But George, tonight we have our first game. We're
yep.
finally playing basketball here in Mexico City. You've been to the arena here mm-hmm. in Ciudad de Mexico.
Ooh,
a
look
couple,
at you.
A couple of times. What's the feeling? You've had over 100 credentialed media that are waiting
yeah,
for these
it
games.
Yeah, it was.
It's quite a fanfare.
It was quite
it?
The scene. You can actually go on to, like Matt said, if you go on to the Orlando Magic social media channels, Twitter, Facebook, the media coverage has been pretty intense.
Right, right.
The arena is a NBA-ready arena. There'll be 21,000 there tonight to watch us take on the Bulls. Now, supposedly, there's a lot of Bulls fans here in Mexico
I heard
City.
That. Yes.
Not basically Chicago, but
right,
like
right.
They gravitate toward, I guess, the logo, and when Michael mm-hmm. Jordan was good, you know, that was their
people that
experience.
Live here but have adopted that team.
Correct.
Yep, gotcha.
So they've kind of adopted the Bulls as their team. So hopefully, you know, it's not too much of a biased crowd against the Mets. This is supposed to be our home game tonight.
This is supposed to be our home
Let's
game.
Get
the next
it.
Two, exactly.
Yeah.
We need it. We're just 6-8
Gotta
at home.
It.
And if you can grab a win here tonight and Saturday, that adds to your home schedule. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind everybody, Orlando Magic Pod Squad, the latest one is out. So go to iTunes, Google Play, find Orlando Magic Pod Squad. And we want you to like it, subscribe to it, rate it,
all
that good
stuff
that comes with it. We haven't done any promotion, George, and we've already got 7,000 people that have listened to it.
7,000?
That's amazing.
Good for you. Or
that
is that?
That is amazing.
20? No, that's 20.
Could, or it could be 7. I might have had the raw zeros wrong.
That could be 20.
Might have had that in the wrong place. That'll do it for this edition of Magic Drive Time. Thanks so much
that's
for
it.
Tuning in. 9 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game. The Magic and the Bulls with Dennis Newman, 9 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. We'll see you
later. Adios, amigos.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.